All right. Well, welcome now to West High High School here in Anchorage. We just had a foot of snow dumped on us last night, but the crowd is here. The stands are full. Everyone shoveling snow, looking all rosy-cheeked coming in through the door. But we're going to have a great matchup here between the King Cove T-Jacks and the Alak Huskies coming out from Wainwright, Alaska. We've got just 1 minute on the clock. As I was doing a little research on these two teams, one thing that stood out, what I was told, was they both played Point Hope at one point, and the Alak Huskies wound up not winning their competition against Point Hope, but King Cove beat Point Hope very soundly, so I believe we're going to see a good matchup here. The odds in my book are probably going to be in the hands of King Cove coming in here as the number one seed for the region. Alak is the only representative of their region, so it'll be exciting to see what happens here tonight. All right, the buzzer just goes off now. We are ready to introduce the two teams.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Anchorage West High School. The NCAA State Basketball Tournament. At this time, we would like to introduce you the visitors on the scoreboard of Alak. Number three, Clayton.
Number three coming in, Clayton Panik for the Huskies.
Waldo Whitney. Number 12, Isaiah Elisaga. Number 20, Bobo Whitney. Number 22, Martin Nyakick. Number 23, Brenton Nyakick. Number 24, Christian Sarin. And number 23, Lazarus Vanshipper. Head coach, Raymond Dustin, assisted by Brian Segovic.
All right, now we're getting ready to introduce the King Cove T-Jacks. There's a crowd for King Cove. You can see a lot of people showing up for this game. All right, and there's the two teams being announced for the new competitors.
Kim Conley, Ken Burrington, and Mike Adrian.
And here comes the three officials coming out here to rep a good game. Really excited to hear what's going to happen. And we are going to have, I'm sure, P.J. Hamilton coming up for the tip-off. And one of the Nyakick brothers, I believe, will do it. We are seeing 2 6-foot players, Burton and Brenton Nyakick. I believe they're twins. All right, we're about to get underway here. Two teams come out, slap hands, show each other it's going to be a good competition. Friendly spirit to start things out with. Hopefully they remain that way and we'll have a good game. Yep, number 20. There's P.J. Hamilton. Number 22, Burton Nyakick, is going to take the jump. These guys are already poised. Man, you can just see the tension on these players. They're here at state. They made it. And it's up, won by King Cove. P.J. tips it right over to Ian. And Ian's got the ball, calling up the play. He passes over to the left-hand side. Jamin Newman with the ball now. He takes it over to the far left, pulls up for a three, and oh, doesn't quite make it off the back of the iron. Rebounded by Alak. The boys in King Cove are just draining them during practice. Hopefully they saved a couple here for the game. Number 24 puts up a shot. That's Christian Sarin. First bucket of the game goes to Alak. That was Christian Sarin. We're hearing a big crowd also rooting on Alak over here. These teams are excited. Now King Cove with the ball. PJ, he's at the top of the key. Oh, he passed it back out to Jamin. Just tipped off of Jamin's hand. Goes out of bounds, so the possession will be in Alak's favor now. These guys are very excited. King Cove playing their 2-3 zone. That did them really well this year. Playing a high zone, meeting them out, way out past the three-point line. All right, pass down by Alak to the bottom of the post. Gets tipped away by Ian. No, that was actually Samuel Yeah, Samuel Connor, Connor Samuelson, and it tips out of bounds on the baseline now. It'll be the throw-in for Alack. Number 24 has it. Christian Sarin, he does a high pass to the top of the key. Number 23, Brenton Nyakic, puts up a three-point shot. Oh, and he draws a foul from Ian. That's going to be a blocking call. Looks like Ian got popped on the head on the way down, so he'll go for three shots now. Number 23, Brenton Nyakic. He pulls up to the line, gets the ball, puts up the shot, and he drains his first one. The score is now 3-4. Make that 4-0. 7 to go here in the first quarter. Second shot up. Good. Strong start right now by Alec. He gets the ball now for his third attempt at the line. And it's good. 3 for 3. Make it a 6. Yep, 6 points to 0 now in favor of Alak. Now here comes Damon Newman again. He gets a good screen from PJ. Takes the left-hand side. In for a long-distance three. Off the front of the iron. Picked up by number 24, Christian Sarin for Alak. Oh, but he loses it in the fray. It's on the ground. Damon with the ball, fast break, goes down, takes it all the way through the paint, slides by two defenders, loses the ball, it's on the ground. Oh my gosh, and we got a punch. Yeah. What? Oh, they're saying that in that on the ground, that was just crazy hustle trying to get the ball from both sides. And they're calling a 20-second timeout now. The ball was going in favor of Alak on that. I believe they called a jump ball. We actually had a looked like Connor Samuelson got punched in the face by a player as he was going into the dog pile, but I think they called Connor as getting a little too aggressive going in there. Man, this is a high-energy game already. 6 points right now for Alec, 0 for King Cove, 1:30 already off the clock. We have 6 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. And, man, this is a really great game. The crowd is super jazzed to be here. All right. Let's see. All right, throwing at the baseline for Alec. Number 24 has the ball. That is Christian Sarin. He will jog the ball and get met by the 2-3. Here it comes. Takes to the left-hand side. Shot long distance three by number 23. Air ball picked up, though, by Alec. That second attempt doesn't go down. This time the rebound goes to Ian Samuelson, and Ian moves quickly to the three-point line. Finds PJ. PJ down the bottom post. Oh, great job by Ethan Mack getting the first 2 points for King Cove. 6-2 now in favor of Alec. All right, here comes Sarin for Alec. He walks it up, gets met by the 2-3, takes the left-hand side again. Now back to Sarin. Back to number 23, Brenton Nyakic. Now to the bottom post. Tries to pass it out, number 20. It does not go in. That's Bobo Kippy. Here's a shot. 3 points. Hits the back of the rim on the side, or the back of the board on the side, and goes into the hands of King Cove. Jamin gets a good screen by PJ, but he pulls up his dribble and runs into a little bit of defense. Able to get out of Ethan. Now to PJ. PJ back to Ian. Ian for a long three. Oh, right line, just a little bit shy off the front of the iron. Now great pass to the bottom post where Ethan Mack is wide open for two. And now we're starting to see some good ball movement from King Cove with a great assist by Jamin. He just was on the other side, saw Ethan, pulled it in. Good defense now. Lots of pressure. The ball goes up in the air. Recovered by Alec, though. We're seeing lots of hustle now as it seems the King Cove boys are getting in the zone. There's another long shot by Alec. Doesn't go down. Rebound, Ethan Mack. Ethan finds Anderson, who pulls up he finds Ian. And Ian dribbling the ball now, looking for a side. He takes it to the left, gets to PJ. PJ got three defenders all around him. He passes it down to Connor. Connor with a shot. Doesn't go down, but a great kick back in by PJ. Gets picked up by number 10. Waldo Kippy from Alak. We are now 6 for Alak, 4 for King Cove, with 4:44 to go here in the first quarter. Now to the bottom post. Pass back out. Number 23 is a long shot for 3. Doesn't go in. Rebounded by Connor. Over to Ian. Ian pulls back and waits for the rest of the team to get there. He passes now to Jamin. Jamin PJ for a nice little pull-up jumper. 3 points. That's an air ball. Doesn't go in. So that'll be a throw-in on the baseline now for Alak. Looks like we got a substitution coming. Clayton Penick will come in for Alec, and he's going to come in for number 23, Brenton Nyakic. Great game here again. 6 for Alec, 4 for King Cove. 4:30 to go here great competition between these two teams. All right, number 24 has it as Christian Sterren. He walks the ball up, takes it to the left-hand side, pulls back, passes to the bottom, goes to number 22. That's Burton Nyakic, passes back out to number 24. Three-point shot by Christian Sterren goes in, making it 9 now for Alak. All right, here comes King Cove. Ethan Mack with the ball on the right-hand side. Pass it back to Jamin. Jamin drives in, pulls out to Ian. Ian with the ball. Passes over the far side. Number 20, Christensen with it. He passes now. P.J. Hamilton pulling up. Nice little turnaround jumper. Count it. Good for two. Great job by P.J. He had defenders all around him. He still finds the bucket. All right, here comes Alak moving very quickly now, passing the ball around to the left-hand side of the horn. Pull up for long distance two, number 22. Oh, nothing but net. These three-point shots are really keeping a good distance between King Cove and Alak. 12 now for Alak, 6 for King Cove. Christian throwing the ball on the right-hand side. He takes his own shot, 3. Doesn't go in. Rebound by PJ, who decides for the ball and is able to get it over to Ian. Oh, what a great effort by PJ. Ian takes his own three-point shot. Good! Now there's a three-point shot for King Cove. King Cove now within 3, 12-9. And here comes Alak, number 24, with the ball. That's Sterren. Oh, PJ with some good defense. He tips the ball away, and it goes off of Christian Sterren's leg. And Levi Larson's coming in for PJ. And PJ does not like, has a look on his face that does not agree with that substitution. Maybe it looks like maybe he got popped in the face a little bit there. He's going over for, yes.
Media timeout.
And there's a media timeout. So here we see the score now 12 for Alak, 6 for, or 9 for King Cove. And man, 3-point shots have really been the deciding factor in Alak doing a good job. We'll take some time ourselves to thank the sponsors. Of course, we want to thank Penn Air, who really made a lot of these broadcasts we had this year possible. Of course, WASTAC and TeleAlaska for their contributions and support to KSCP Radio. But yeah, 3-point shots have definitely been the key deciding factor in Alak keeping the lead in the first quarter. We have just under 3 to go now, and King Cove looking like they're starting to get a little momentum here when they had that media timeout. Here's the fans for T-Jack calling it up here. Now, the winner of this game will go on to play in Sullivan Arena on Monday at 1:30, I believe. And the loser of this game will also play at 1:30, but they will not go on to the championship round in Sullivan. But we'll have the next game between for King Cove will be on Monday at 1:30 or 1:15. All right, here comes Levi Larson. He throws in the ball to Jamin. PJ still on the bench, along with Connor. All right, shot from Jamin goes long off the back iron. Rebound being fought for. Ethan Mack picks it up. He goes up for a layup and gets fouled on the way there, so he'll go to the line for 2. Good job by Ethan. Knew he was going to draw the foul going in like that. He just dove right in there with 2 defenders moving quickly. All right, so Ethan Mack at the line. He'll shoot for 2. Gets the ball, dribbles, puts it up. And it's good. That's 10 now for King Cove, just behind Alak by 2. All right. Now Connor Samuelson substituting in for Ian. We got Ian and PJ both sitting out right now, making good use of the bench, King Cove. All right. There's the next one by Ethan, and it's good. We are now just under 2:30 to go here in the first quarter. The score is 12 for Alak, 11 for King Cove. Here's another, a fake three-point shot with a pass down to the bottom post. I think he faked out his own player, and it goes out of bounds on the baseline. All right, PJ and Ian both coming back in. Ethan and Christensen, Robert Christensen sitting down. All right, Jamin Newman with the ball. He takes it over, passes it over to Connor. Connor now to Ian. Ian for a long distance 3. Bounces around, doesn't go in. PJ with a great rebound. He puts up 2 shots, and they're both just under the rim. And Connor gets the rebound and gives it his own try with a nice 180 spin off, puts it up and in. Good rebound right there by Connor. Great shot. All right, here comes a lick. Number 24, Sterren's ball. He passes it over to the top of the framer. He finds a nice taking in number 10, Waldo Kipney. He passes back outside. Oh, number 24, Christian Theron with, man, another three-point shot, making it 15 now for Alick, 13 for King Cove. Theron is just, man, shooting in the lights out today. All right, here's King Cove with the ball. Jamin with it at the top of the perimeter. Passes it over to Ian. Ian now with another shot for three. That one does not go in. Ian has not been sinking those three-point shots, but, man, what a great rebound by P.J. Hamilton. He does his own spin around on the baseline right-hand side of the post, puts it up and posts, gets the foul, not the basket, but he'll go to the line for two. See a look on Ian's face right now. Hasn't been hitting three-point shots like he oftentimes does. Oh, P.J.'s first attempt does not go in. A lot of perimeter shooting going on for King Cove, but they're starting to work the ball down to PJ a bit more. All right, PJ now with the ball. He'll take the second attempt, and it's good. 1 point behind now, King Cove with 14, Alick with 15, 90 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Here comes Starin with the ball. Pass down the bottom post. He sees number 22, backdoor play. Oh, puts up a shot, doesn't go in, but man, what a great way of getting open. Rebound by King Cove. James has it. He gets over left-hand side where Ian has the ball now. Ian dribbles up to the top of the perimeter, now takes it left, gets over to PJ, who's on the outside perimeter. Shot all the way across to Jamin for three. Good! And King Cove takes the lead for the first time this game. King Cove never lets the game get out of hand. Even though they're having a struggle keeping up, they always maintain just a few points. They've closed the gap. Their defense has been crucial in keeping Alick from scoring anymore. They're going to shot up by Starin. Doesn't go in. Under 40 to go now. And King Cove gets a rebound. PJ takes a long shot from three. Oh, count it! The score now with 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. 20 for King Cove, 15 for Alick. Man, what a great job by PJ taking that shot and just sinking it. We're starting to see a little bit of distance being put in here. We got two substitutions. Levi Larson coming in, and who was it? Ethan Mack coming in for Jamin and Connor. And then number three, Clayton Panik, comes in for Alick. Oh, and there's another three-point shot, this time by number 22, where Nyakic puts it in. Oh, that's actually a long-distance two-point shot. Under five to go. Ian with the last shot of this quarter. Oh, it doesn't go in. There's the buzzer.
And there's Daniel.
And, man, what a high-energy first quarter that was indeed. We see the score at 20 for King Cove, 17 for Alick, and man, these guys really fighting hard. Alick controlled the scoreboard or controlled the lead for most of that first quarter, but King Cove really kept it going. They stepped forward and forward and forward and never let the game get out of them. Oh, and Senator Murkowski here right now. Wow.
Thank you, Senator.
Now, there's a neat opportunity to see Senator Lisa Murkowski in the audience. All right. So, again, score here as we go into the second quarter, 20 for King Cove, 17 for Alick. And there's a brother telling the teams to come in. All right. And now King Cove, first one out on the court. And here comes the Alick players. They are going to get the possession here for the second quarter as we begin. And you know, Alick, man, that three-point shot have just been crazy, lighting things up here. All right, number 23 with the ball now. That's Brenton Nyakic. He puts up a long shot. Doesn't go in. Oh, scoring rebound by P.J. Hamilton. He quickly gets to Jamin. Jamin playing the fast break. Oh, man, what a great sailing layup. Oh, what a runner. He just took that one in, sails through the air, and puts it up. Nice layup for two. All right, Terrence Ball. He passes up to the top of the free throw line. Oh, man. And that was number 23, Brenton Nyakic. He took a couple extra steps there, so he was able to get a good layup in. And Ethan puts up the foul on that one. All right, number 23 puts up the shot. That one's good.
High kick.
Breton high kick for 1 point now. 22 for King Cove, 18 for Alex. There comes the second free for the 10. That is good. All right, Damon Newman with the ball. He passed the ball over now to Connor. Connor, oh yeah, number 24, Saren. Kristen Saren, he was putting too much hand pressure against Connor Samuelson. Tip the ball out and gets fouled. Just going to be a throw-in.
Saren, his first personal.
DJ passed it over to Ian, who now gets to Jamin. Jamin palms it, passes it over now to Ethan. Ethan back to Jamin, top of the perimeter. Pulls up, pass it over to Ethan, all the way around the perimeter. 3-point shot by DJ. Oh, off the left-hand side of the iron. Picks up at number 23, Breton Nyakic. He quickly gets it over to, Nyakic now carrying it. Grand travel right there, yep. I called that earlier when you got that foul for the layup, that travel. There he goes again, going into the paint with just too many steps. So King Cove now with the ball. Just under 7 to go here. The score 22-19 in favor of King Cove. All right. Jamin with it. Long shot for 3. Oh, nothing but net. 25 now for King Cove. 19 for the lick. And here comes Saren with it for a lick. He takes it to the right-hand side. Back now to Saren to the bottom post. King Cove getting used to that little backdoor play. They had two players waiting for that pass to the bottom post, and it goes out of bounds. Jamin and PJ picking up that one because they're playing that high 2-3 zone. It allows for a nice backdoor play to come in, but they wised up to it. Good job by King Cove on that. Oh, and there's a pass to Palik that gets knocked out. He saves it. Number 12 with a great bring back. It gets down to the bottom right-hand post. Number 23, Breton Nyakic. Tries for a layup, and he gets fouled on the way there. A chance for 2 at the line. That just puts up 1, and it's good. And that's 20 now for Lick. 25 for King Cove. 6:19 to go here in the first half. Second shot doesn't go in. Rebound by PJ Hamilton. Hamilton with the ball now over to Jamin. Jamin moves quickly. He takes it over to Ethan. Ethan now back to Ian. Ian at the top of the perimeter. Takes the right hand side. Long distance shot. That was a knock go in. Air ball saved. Almost saved by Robert Christensen. Not quite able to do it. So the possession will go to a lick. Lots of long points, long distance shots by King Cove in this game. Here's a high 2-3 zone again. Pass down to the top post. Brought in by number 23. That was number 23, Breton Nyakic again, putting it in the chain, getting 2. 22 now for Alick, 25 for King Cove. Pass to the top of the post. CJ Hamilton quickly gets over to Robert Christensen, puts up a 3-point shot. That one does not go in. And they're going to call a foul on Jamin Newman. Pushing as he was trying to get his way to the ball. His first for the game. 5:30 to go here in the first half. Here comes Saren. He pulls back, passes the bomb post. Number 12 with it. High pressure by DJ. Trips the ball, goes out of bounds. That is going to be off a lick. That was a great defensive pressure by King Coast. And timeout. We got substitutions. Ethan Mack sitting down. Ian O'Connor Hamilton comes back in. Number 10, that's Waldo Kippy coming in. He's replacing number 12, Isaiah Agnastigas. All right, Jamin Newman's got the ball. He passes it over to Ian. Ian now to PJ. He puts it on the post, leans in, puts up a shot, doesn't go down. Out of bounds, off of red. So that'll be white ball, King Cove. DJ calls a play. Oh, nice play there as Ian breaks down to the baseline, puts up a shot behind the back layup attempt. Doesn't go in, it's pushed out by Nyakic, number 22. All right, Jamin Newman. Now to Ian, who's on the right-hand side. Stops to the free throw line. Takes the pass, makes a shot, and gets passed down to Robert Christian. Robert loses it. Now in the hands of a lick. Christian Starn for a lick with the ball. He pulls it, gets the number 23, Nijakic. Top of the free throw line, pass out to the 3-point line. And Christian Starn with his own 3-point shot. That's going to tie this game up now at 25 apiece. King Coach was stalled out here at 25 for most of the second quarter. There's Jaylen with a quick pop-up shot for three. Doesn't go in. Rebound by 22, Nijakic, Burton Nijakic. He gets over to Brenton. Brenton with the ball. He passes it over back to Burton. Now over all the way to the perimeter. A 3-point shot being taken by number 24. That's Star and Christian. Doesn't go in. Rebound by PJ. PJ has a sick crossover. Fakes out his man. Takes it coast to coast. Puts up a nice little floater and goes in. Oh, great ball handling by PJ. Takes it all the way to two. And the lead goes back to King Cove. Just under four to go here in the first half. Number 23 with the ball, Brenton Nijakic for a lick. He takes it down to the left-hand side, finds Griffin Theron. Theron down to the top of the post. Gets passed out. Whoa! That was literally closer to half court than it was to the three-point line. Number 23, Nijakic, is just on fire. Unbelievable. And the lead goes back over to lick now. PJ Hamilton with the ball. Passes it back up towards the top of the perimeter to Ian. Ian Hamilton pulls up his dribble, gets over to Damon. Damon now for his own long distance three. That's good. King Cove pulls back into the lead by two. I cannot get over that long point three that number 23 put in. That was unbelievable. All right, number 23 again with the ball. That's Brenton Nijakic. Nijakic sets up the plate. He gets the screen. Not going to take it. He's over at the half-court line now. Now to Starn. Starn pulls in, gets the number 10 back all the way down. Another long three. Yeah, I mean, they're going to call pushing again on Jamin as they were going for the rebound. Oh, sorry, Waldo Kippy, number 10. It looks like they were calling down number 11 for the Huskies, or for King Cove, but yeah.
King Cove.
That was going to be on Kippy.
Thanks to our sponsors.
All right, full timeout being taken by King Cove. But, man, what a great first half this has been. Tight game, 30 for King Cove, 28 for a lick. Both these guys playing hard. Long-distance shots being the name of the game for both teams, to be honest. Both of them are trying for it. And a lick is really making quite a number of the shots that they've taken. King Cove having a good game as well, obviously in the lead. They've been scratching it out and doing a good job maintaining the lead here in the second quarter. It has slipped over to a lick a couple times.
That's
mostly been in favor of King Cove. We're going to see now how things change in the second half, because I think King Cove has a great opportunity to take it down low. They have to they've maintained the size advantage here with the game. There are a couple big players for a lick, but most of the size is really on favor of King Cove. It would be nice to see them kind of taking the ball down low a little bit more. They're having a hard time on the perimeter, taking lots of shots, but defense has been saving King Cove, really keeping the score out of bay. They've been doing a good job putting pressure on the lick. All right, here's King Cove with the ball now. Jamin's going to bring it up. Under three to go here. 30 for King Cove, 28 for a lick. Ethan Mack back in the game. He finds PJ. Drives it into the bottom post. Oh, great job. Catches a rebound. Just storms through. And takes two attempts. Doesn't go down. Connor with the rebound. Looking for a pass. He gets tripped. Oh, man.
Darren.
Darren drawing a great foul. He was able to take the ball in, drive down the left-hand side, does a 360 spin, runs into two defenders, and draws a foul there. So he'll go to the line for two. Ian Samuelson tagging back in. He'll be subbing in. First one by Theron. Good. I think he'll be going in for Connor. Yep. Ian sits in for Connor. All right. Second attempt now by Theron. And that one is not good. Rebound goes to Levi as he steps out of bounds on baseline. All right, on the baseline now will be the possession for a lick. Number 10 will throw in the ball. That's Waldo Kippy. Skippy now has it. Looking for a shot. Big pass to the top perimeter. Fast passing going around the horn now for Lick. They are really quick at passing one another. Another long three by number 23. Naya kick. That one does not go in. Goes towards out bounds, but a good hustle and save. Oh, there's a breakaway. Ethan Mack. Oh, pass nearly from baseline to baseline. Ethan, great breakaway there. And he puts in for two. 32 for King Cove, 29 for Lick, under two to go. Oh, PK, what an amazing steal. He just grabbed the ball, sails out bounds, passes it behind his back, and puts it back in the game. Picked by Lick, so PK Hamilton again with the steal. Oh, what a pass down to Ethan. He quickly tries to pass it over to Ian. It gets intercepted by number 24, Christian Theron. Oh, and he can maintain possession of the ball. But, oh, the defense for King Cove is just really doing great in this game. All right, here's Theron. He passes to the free throw line. Oh, nice behind-the-back pass to number 22. He gets to number 3, Clayton Panik. He put up a shot, didn't go in. Rebound by a Lick. Another three-point shot by number 24, I believe. That was Christian Theron. Doesn't go in, and out of bounds on the baseline. Possession will beat the King Cove. Great game here. All right, Jamin Mack with, or Jamin Newman with the ball. Pulls up for a three. You knew what he was doing. He pulls it up. Doesn't go down. Rebounded by 23, Brenton Nyakic. He passes it now. Number 24, Sarris, who drives him to a layup. Good for two on the left-hand side. All right. Here's Ethan Mack with the ball. Pass to CJ. Quickly over to Christensen. Christensen with the shot from the baseline. Bounce all around and in for two. 34 and out for King Cove with just under 45 seconds to go in the first half. All right, here comes Theron. He walks it up. Gets it over to Nyakic. Nyakic back to Theron. Theron now drives in. Pulls up his dribble. Over, pass now to number 23, Brent Nyakic. Brent takes to the right-hand side, spins around, drives into traffic. Nice pass to the bottom of the baseline. Shot put up in the number 20, Bobo Kippy. That does not go in. And as Jamin Mack gets the ball, he tries to dribble away and gets fouled by number 20, Waldo Bobo Kippy. And that will be a throw-in on the baseline now for King Cove. All right. King Cove with the ball. Pass is now to Ethan. Ethan's to Jamin on the left-hand side at the outside three-point line. Pass now into PJ. PJ pulls back. Pass over to Ian. Ian now over to the top of the free throw line where PJ Hamilton puts up a shot. Doesn't go in. Christian with the ball. He tries to get the rebound. It gets tipped out by a Lick, and there is 1 second, 1.5 seconds to go here. We're going to see a quick tip-up play by King Cove. As they call it in, Jim puts up a shot for three on the baseline. Too fast, goes over the basket, and that's the end of the first half. 34 for King Cove, 31 for a Lick, and man, what a game this has been. Both these teams playing just fast-paced basketball, doing a great job here. Very exciting to see. King Cove working hard. Alec also just doing a great job with the three-point shooting. Has really been keeping them right there, if not in the lead. The defense for King Cove, though, has been on fire, really saving them a lot of points. Lots of turnovers in favor of King Cove. Having a hard time with three-point shots, though. But we'll see how that changes here as we go into the second half. And we're just waiting now for the printout that will give us the scores, turnovers, and all that good information here for both teams. This will give us a lot of good information here for what's going on. But the player of the game, from no doubt for a Lick, the Huskies, has been Brenton Nyakic, who has just been, I think he drained probably close to 5 3-pointers there in the first half. Christian Starin doing a good job playing point guard, controlling the ball, moving it around, and opening up the door for a lot of good shots to be taken. All right, so we are going to get a chance to see here. I'm going to have to go down and grab one of these printouts. So again, as we got 10 minutes to go here. We've got 10 minutes to go here in the halftime. 34 for King Cove, 31 for a lick. And I want to take this as a chance to thank again our sponsors, Tel Alaska, for coming in here and making a lot of these broadcasts possible, for Penn Air for really helping us out as we made a lot of these trips, and then for Westac and their support here in Sandpoint. All right, so we're going to go ahead, and I'm going to send it back to the studio, and we'll get one of these printouts, and I'll call back a little. Oh, you know what I look at that? All right, here we go. We got going to get a quick breakdown of the score here for both teams. Points have been, yep, Nyakick with 14. He shot 6 for 7 from the field, 2 for 8 for 3-point shots. Star and Christian had 3 for 5 in terms of 3-point shots, and he was 1 for 2 from the field. That makes up almost all the points for Nyakick, or for Alix. So we're going to see how King Cove can really neutralize those in their defensive plays. A lot more spread out when you look at King Cove's. Jamin Newman leading the points with 11 for King Cove. Ian Samuelson, he's been having a hard time. His 3-point shots, he was 1 for 5 with a total for 5 points for Ian. Robert Christensen with 2. Connor Samuelson with 2. Ethan Mack with 6. He shot 2 for 2 for 2 points. All of his shots have been made, and P.J. Hamilton with 8. So we'll see how the second half comes out to play. Defense has been strong for King Cove, and we'll see if they can maintain that strong defense. Virgil, I'm going to send it back your way, and I'll call you back in about 5 minutes.
And here we go. Start out the second half. Man, P.J. Hamilton drives in on the baseline, puts up for 2. That ball gets stripped out of his hands. He gets knocked down. No foul. Now look at the ball. They try their own baseline. Looks up a shot. Doesn't go in. Good rebound by Connor Samuelson. Oh, and there's a foul. They're going to call that, I think, number 22, Burton Nyakick, as he tips the hand of hits the hands of one of the King Cove players trying to pass the ball up. Oh, man, what a great first half, and what a great two teams that we have here today. The smell of grease and pizza in the air. You can just see the hopes and dreams of all these high school players. Oh, there's a shot by P.J. Hamilton. He puts it up, just shoots over the basket. Going to be a rebound by Alick now, moving quickly, playing the fast break. There's number 23, Nyakick, passing out to Starin. Starin back over to Nyakick from long distance two. Oh, P.J. Hamilton stuffs it out of number 20 as he took a stop from the post. Rebound by Alick. Starin with the ball. He drives up, puts a nice little floating shot. Doesn't go down. Rebound by Alick again, controlling the board. 3-point shot by Nyakick, doesn't go in. Rebound by Ethan Mack, and Ethan will finally get possession now for King Cove and start moving the ball up. All right, here's the ball now. Jamin Newman with it, leading the King Cove team in points. Oh, pass over to P.J. Hamilton. We're going to have a jump ball as his pass gets knocked down to the ground, and Connor Samuelson and Breton Nyakick were both fighting for it. And that will be a licked possession. Good to see Senator Murkowski, as they announced earlier, here sitting in the King Cove section, showing her support for King Cove as we fight for the road. Another long shot by Nyakick. This one does not go in. Oh, but there's a steal. It's on the ground. King Cove regains possession. B.J. Hamilton gets out to Ian. Ian with the ball. He drives up to the top of the perimeter and pulls back. Oh, but there's another tip out by Alick. Oh, but number 20, that's Lower 50, loses possession, and it bounces out. Fast move. Scramble being called on Ethan Mack. Now, that was questionable. He was moving quickly, though, and the ref was right there, so we got to give it to him. All right, number 24 will throw it in on the baseline for Alicky. That's Christian Starin. He was playing point guard most of the first half, but now he has traded places. Number 23, Brent Nyakick, plays point. What a drive down on toward the baseline. Breaking into the paint with number 20, Bobo Kippy. He tries to put it up and go in. Rebound by King Cove. Here comes PJ Knight. Spin around, takes it all the way. Drives up on the left-hand side. Does not go down. Oh, and the fight for the ball. They're going to call that foul. Yeah, they're going to call that on PJ. 44. So a throw-in. 34 for King Cove here. 31 for Alick. I'm going to tell you right now, that means there's been no points so far in the first 2.5 minutes of this game, or the second half of today. Bad pass is picked up by PJ. Jamin, fast break by Ian. Ian bounces over to Ethan. Ethan puts up a shot. No foul being called on that one. I think it's pushed in mid-shot. They're going to call that a side out on the baseline. So P.J. Hamilton will throw it in. He calls the play. 5:23 to go here. No points on the board. 34 for King Cove, who's in the lead. Nice moves down the baseline. Connor Hamilton tries to put the shot. Goes a little to the left. Not in. Rebound by Alick. Here comes Sean Christian. He takes it all the way to the left-hand side. Drives in. Puts up a floating shot. Man, rebound by Brett Nyakic, who draws a foul and gets it. Oh. And King Cove, their defense was a big game changer there in the first half. Really kept the points at bay. They have not been making rebounds here in the second half. We're going to see how Coach adjusts to that. 3-point play for a lick. All right. That ties the game up, 34-5. 5 to go here in the third quarter. See if King Cove can score their first point in the second half. Ethan Mackler's ball, he gets it to Ian. Ian now to the top of the perimeter. P.J. Hamilton all the way to Ethan. Now back to Ian. Ian on the top side over to Jamin. He takes it to the right. Pass down the bottom post. Almost gets picked up by a lick, but P.J. Hamilton maintains it. Gets it over to Ethan on the right-hand side, and he draws a shooting foul, which will be good for two. Or not good for two, sorry. He'll go to the line for two.
Christian Sarah picking his personal foul.
Yep, that's going to be the second for Darren. P.J. Hamilton with fouls. We're going to have to watch out now as we go into the second half. All right, first shot by Ethan off the back iron. And Connor Samuelson's going to sit down, and Levi Larson will come in. And we'll have a call, timeout called by Coach Newman for the T-Jack. So we'll see what happens here. Well, he's got the clipboard out. You can see he's working on it. I have to imagine right now that he is talking to the boys about rebounding, getting in there, fighting for the board, because they have Alick has had at least four times where they've been able to really work hard. Not had to work hard for rebounds. Gotten multiple attempts for baskets, and oftentimes made points off that. So we'll see how that stops here. Ethan is going to go back now for his second attempt to the line. He missed the first. Here comes his second. Man, great showing by the T-Jacks. They are just out here making decorations. Everyone's all dressed up, sporting black and yellow. Second attempt by Ethan goes in. All right, number 24 now, Saren with the ball for a lick. He drives it up, takes the right-hand side, drives around. He's got defenders all around and pulls up his dribble. Almost loses it. He's able to pass number 22. Oh, he's passing the ball on post baseline. Gets almost picked by Ethan. It gets shot out. 3-point shot by number 3, Clayton Panik. Here we go in. Rebounded by Kinko. Fast break. Jim pulls up his dribble, pass over to Ethan on the right-hand side. Now to Ian, to the top of the free throw line. Now to the baseline where Ethan was just waiting for it. This shot does not go in. Rebound by PJ. Pulls back for a little jump shot. Oh, rolls over the top. That rebound, number 22, Burton Nyakic. 4 to go here in the third quarter. 35 Kinko, 34 for Alick. 3-point shot by Burton Nyakic. Puts in three. Here comes Jamin Newman. Over to Ian. Top of the perimeter. Now to the free throw line. Now Jamin puts up a shot. For three, it's good. Count it. 38-37 now. 3:35 to go. King Cove in the lead. Starn with the ball for a lick. He drives in. Shot does not count. They're saying he got fouled right there. Number 11, Jamin Newman. We'll have a media timeout being called there. Two for Jamin.
Media timeout.
So a foul there. That's the second foul for Jamin Newman. And there was a couple of defenders around. I believe that was Brent Malik as he was trying to take a shot. So I think he's going to go to the line. There was a little bit of confusion on the floor there as the referee was calling it. I don't think both the teams really knew what was going on there. And then they had the media timeout kind of added to confusion. But I believe when we come back out of this timeout, we're going to see a lick at the free throw line. So, I want to thank our sponsors again. Thank you so much to Penair for their support this season, helping us make a lot of the road trips possible, and the Chewing Corporation, as always, for making KSCP possible. All right, so they're not calling that a shooting foul. That's going to be a throw-in. On the sideline, number 23 will get the ball for a lick. That is Brenton Nyakick. 38 for King Cove, 37 for a lick. 3:30 to go in the third quarter.
We have a winner!
And there's possession going out to a lick. Pass in. Start. Quickly gets back to a lick. Fakes the pump fake. Number 22, Brenton Nyakick. Some shot over the top. Almost saved by a lick as it went out of bounds. That was number 33, Lazarus Nasupa. And that will be possession now for King Cove. All right, pass now. Jamin Newman with the ball. His pass to the bomb post gets tipped up by a lick. There's a turnover. And a lick takes it over now. That's Burton Nyakick with a nice dribbling. Gets over to the right hand side. Starn drives in. Backboard. 39 for Alec, 38 for King Cove, and this is going to be a tight game down to the wire, it feels like. All right, pass on to the right-hand side, where Robert Christian goes up one for two, and King Cove, they're just trading leads now back and forth, 40 for King Cove, 30 for Alec, 39 for Alec. And they're having a hard time getting out of their own side, but they finally do it. Pass over now to the bomb post. Behind the back layup, number 22. Burton Nyakick. And a lick now with the lead once again. Here comes Ian Danielson. Pass to the top of the perimeter. Three-point shot by Jamin. Off the front. Picked up by TJ. Who works his way around. Goes up for a shot. Gets a foul. Going to the line for two. Got to be those nice purple socks that TJ has that make him be able to jump so high. He'll go now for a chance at two, and the lead here with 2:15 to go. All right. Ethan Mack checking in now. Oh, TJ's first one rolls around to the right-hand side. Ian Sampson sitting down. All right, we'll see what happens here with the second attempt for TJ. Puts it up, nothing but net. And that ties the game up at 41 apiece with 2:15 to go in the third quarter. A lick moving fast. Christian Starn drives in, travels. He tries to drive down B.J. Hamilton. B.J. Hamilton posts it up like a tree. Does a great job just stopping him, and he falls to the ground. Position now for King Cove. Man, good job by TJ Hamilton. That guy. All right. Here comes Jamin. Pass to the top seat. TJ back out to Jamin. They're going to call Jamin for traveling as he took a step too quickly as he moves over. He is driving down the post. All right. Number 22 now. Pass with the ball. Burton Nyakick pulls up for instant left-handed shot for three. Counting it for three, and not a lick takes the lead, 44-41. See King Cove now, pass over to TJ. TJ, bomb baseline, Levi Larson, puts up a shot high up the backboard. Goes now TJ. Oh, and there's a long pass by a lick out of bounds. Possession now for King Cove. All right, so here's the throw-in now for King Cove. Jamin with it. You got a lot of intention now because we got 90 seconds to go here in the third quarter. A look at the lead by three. Jamin Newman with the ball gets over to Ian Sanderson. Ian looking for someone. Not a lot of moves from King Cove. Now to the top of the free throw line. And runs into the defense. He's on the ground. TJ saves it. And here's Jamin for three. He got a great rebound. All right, TJ puts it in for two. Down by one now. Oh, and ball's on the floor again. And we're going to have a timeout being called by a lick that will keep possession in their favor. All right, 30-second timeout being called by a lick. And Lick did a really good job this third quarter. King Cove, with their offense, not seeing the movement we've seen a lot of times when they have the ball. We're going to see how Coach Newman changes things. We've got to see the energy coming into King Cove as they have the ball, moving possession around, seeing more movement, spreading out the defense, trying to get the ball down the post for a 2-point shot. All right, we'll see now. Alec has possession in their own territory. He'll throw it in from the sideline, number 10 with it. That's Waldo Kippy, number 23, Brent Nyakick. Oh, P.J. Hamilton knocks the ball out. And that'll be a throw-in again. This time, Christian Starin. Oh, it looks like he got popped in the face a little bit.
Connor Sanderson, thank you, Robert Christian.
All right. And Connor Samuelson comes in, passing for a lick, outside perimeter. Starin drives in, pass down to the bottom post, gets intercepted, but they're able to maintain possession. Pass back out to the perimeter. Brenton Nyakick finds Kippy. Now all the way to the left hand side, two shot by Nyakick. Oh man, I don't know how he does it. Underneath tons of pressure, it's Brenton Nyakick can really drain them. Here's King Cove now, possession. Jamin for three, puts up, good line. Now down by one. 47 for Alick, 46 for King Cove. Under 20 to go here in the third quarter. All right. That's Nyakick. Quick of a fadeaway, but a throwing jump shot at 3-point line. Didn't go in. King Cove's going to have one more chance. He had to put it down. Oh, but Jamin really runs into the defense. Just listen. He didn't get the steal. One thing he's got. Throw it up. And it's going to tell the story. All right, so as we end the third quarter there, 47 for Lick, 36, 46 for King Cove. And this has just been a high-energy game. But King Cove lost a little bit of steam here in the third quarter. You can see, I don't think it was them being tired, but it was them just not moving the way that they normally do. As we go in here to the fourth and final quarter of this game, and hopefully we're going to see King Cove moving the ball a little bit, picking back up on the defense. That was a game changer in the second half with a defensive ability to stop the scoring. All right, so here we go now. As we come into the fourth quarter, King Cove will have possession. Ethan Matt throws it in over to Jamin.
Here we go, fourth quarter.
And ball over to Ian. Now back to the left-hand side with Jamin. Passes in, two defenders. But King Cove gets the ball back, re-steals it. Ian puts it in the traffic, pick shot all the way around. Ethan gets the rebound, puts it back up again. This time the rebound goes to Alick. All right, here we come now. Alick has possession. Over to Christian Starin. Now it's to Nyakick. Nyakick back to his brother Burton. Burton puts the shot. This time it doesn't go down. Picked up by PJ. PJ gets the board. He's moving fast. I'm looking for someone.
Hamilton,
what a pitch by Green Bay. He's got a window of maybe an inch for that pass, and he gets it. King Cove takes the lead again, 48-47. Here's Starin. He gets the knife down to the bottom post. Burton is wide open there. They're shot to knock it down. PJ gets the ball, rips it all around. Pass over to Jamin, they're just traveling. Yep. Jamin just taking one too many steps there. Substitution now. Number 20 is going to come in for number 33 on the Lick side. That is Lazarus now tripped in down, and Bobo Kippy is coming in. Burton Nyakick now with 19 total points. Breton Nyakick with 14. Burton Nyakick had, I think, 2 points in the first half. He has lit it up in the third quarter. He scored an incredible amount of points. That has been huge for a lift. All right. Position now in favor of the T-Jack. Here comes Jameis Ball. He gets for Ian for three on the baseline. Off the back of the iron. Bounces back. Rebound by a lick. Here comes Starin. He finds number 20. That's Kippy. A little bit too hard off the backboard and bounces back. Jamin moving really quickly on the breakaway. He gets turned PJ. PJ drives the baseline. They're going to call that blocking on number 22. Burton Nyakick. And that's going to be on the baseline. Now it's Rowan for King Cove. Okay, pass around the line. Jamin for three. Top to Kramer. Doesn't go in. Rebound possible, but it gets to Nyakic. Nyakic back to Billy Burton. Now it's Sauer on the baseline. Oh, Ian with a beautiful block. Possession to King Cove. Great job by Ian there. Six to go here. 48 to King Cove, 47. Shot by Connor does not go down. Rebound by Lick. Being fought for. Jamin fighting for it. But Lick holds on possession. And they get the ball now to Burton Nyakic. Burton to the left-hand side. Drives in. Nice little floating shot. Doesn't go down. Rebound by Lick. Bottom post gets fouled. This will be a chance for 3 points for him. And the lead changes once again. 49 now for Lick. 48 for King Cove. 5:55 to go. This is going to be a game down to the wire. The energy in this place is just filled. The brim. People are just going into the top of the aisles now to get seats. What a great game. All right. Christian for his chance at one. Puts it up. And it's good. High arc. Down. Nothing but net. 50 now for this 48 to King Cove. Here comes Jamin. Pass to the far right side. Over now to Ian. To the top of the post. Now where PJ works down. Jamin wide open for three. Takes it. Good. King Cove with the lead. 51 now for King Cove. 50. A lift. All right. Here comes Brenton Nyakic. He pulls up his dribble, finds Christian Sarin, back to Nyakic. Long three again. That one comes up short of the iron. PJ Hamilton gets the ball. Pass now to Jamin. Jamin over to Ian, who's at the top of the perimeter. He walks it up. Now over to Jamin, to the top of the free throw line. PJ, now to Jamin on the outside for a three. Doesn't go down, out of bounds. Off the hand of King Cove, and Levi Larson will be subbing in for Connor. All right, number 23 will throw it in to Christian Sarin for a lick. 51 to 50, King Cove in the lead, just barely with 5 minutes to go. We'll see if they can hold on. It's been a tight game from beginning to end. Oh, and there's a pass that gets lost. It's picked up by a lick. Shot goes up. And that gives the lead back over to a lick. All right, Jamin now TJ. Bounce back out to Christensen. Christensen. Nice shot for two. That ties the game at 53. From the baseline. Good job, Christensen. Playing underneath pressure. To the left hand side now. Christensen takes the ball. Sarin Christian takes the ball. Pass out to Nyakic. Back over to Sarin. Sarin tries to drive in. He runs into Christensen. Pulls up his dribble. Takes a shot with lots of defenders around him. And it almost gets saved by a lick. Oh, there's a foul. Number 24. Christian Sarin trying to reach in. And he picks it up. All right. That will be the third now on Christian Sarin. Britton Nyakic will come back in for a lick. Replacing number 10. That is Waldo Kippy. All right, King Cove with the ball now. That's Jamin Newman taking to the right-hand side. Burton Christensen takes the pass down to the post, gets it over to Jamin on the trigger and six. PJ finds Levi Larson. He puts up a nice shot off the glass. He tries to go down. It gets picked off the body of Brenton Nyakic and goes out of bounds. Here comes Connor Samuelson, puts the hand for Levi.
Connor Samuelson replaces Levi Larson.
Passing now to Jamin. Jamin with the ball. Over to PJ, to Hamilton, drives in, pass over to Ethan. Ethan puts up a shot, didn't go in. Rebound being crazily fought for by PJ, who was literally on the ground on his hand, dribbling the ball, trying to get up. He had defenders all around him. The ball just tipped out off of Lick. But, man, PJ, incredible hustle. All right, here the ball throws in on the baseline. Over to Jamin. Jamin takes it over. Pass it over to Ethan. Ethan back with the ball. Back to Jamin. Now to the top of the free throw line. Jamin for three. All the way around the rim does not go in. Rebound by Ethan Mack. Now the jump ball here. Legend is going to the Huskies of the Lick. 53-53 with 3:33 to go in the game. We'll see who's going to come out on top of this one. I do not know. This game has been back and forth. All right, Alick now passes to Vaughn Post. Knocked away by Robert Christensen. Picked up by Connor. Now TJ Ethan open. Pass goes too long and off the backboard. He was trying for a long distance pass. And that one just bounced off the backboard and goes into the hands of Alick. All right, Christian Theron with the ball. Top of the, near the half court line. Pass down to Nijic for three. All right, here's Ethan Knack with the ball. He gets that to Damon. Defense, offense driven. Over to TJ. TJ takes it over to left hand side. Can't quite put make it in. Connor fighting for the ball. And they're going to have a personal foul on number 22, Burton Nijic, if they were fighting for possession. Holding on him. So we're going to see. Oh, and Ian's coming in for Robert Christensen. Fourth foul on Burton Nijic. 2:41 to go here. Pass underneath the bat, their own basket for King Cove. All the way around the horn now. Damon Newman with the ball. He pulls the dribble, gets over to Ian. Ian halfway between the half court and the front line. Takes a long shot for three. Does not go in. Tips up. Ethan puts it in for two. Great by one. 2:22 to go here in the game. 56-55. We'll see what happens here. The winner goes on to play in the Sullivan Arena on Monday. And a great almost steal as a high pass shows up. Christian Theron maintains possession, drives into the paint. The pass gets bounced off. And we're calling the referees are calling a timeout. And looks like someone's on the ground. Not sure what. Yeah, a little piece of trash on the ground. So the referee called timeout to pick it up. 2:09 in game. 55 for King Cove. 56 for Alick. This game is down to the line. Pass under their own basket. Gets intercepted by PJ. Goes out of bounds. And staying here with Alick. Time is now from the sideline onto near the baseline. Alick will throw in the ball. All right, number 24, Christian Theron. Has suggested he throws, looking for someone, calls the play, looking for some movement. And it gets hit away almost, yes, there it goes. Hits away by Ian, but suggested goes back to Nijic. All right, oh, and there's TJ. Defensively stuffed the ball out as number 20, Bobo Kibbe, was trying to pass it. Man, King Cove wants to win. Two to go here in the game. Loss of energy between the two teams. What a game this is. Oh, two defenders around Theron. He finds Nijic. Nijic strikes left in time. Burton for two. Does not go in. Rebound by Connor. Now to Jamin. Jamin with the ball. He's moving fast. He's got TJ on the right, Ethan on the left. Or TJ on the right. Takes to the baseline. Spins around. Fadeaway jumper. Oh, bounces all around the rim. Does not go in. Rebound by Alick. 90 seconds to go. 55-56. Alick is in the lead. Damon puts it up. Down to the free throw line. Pass to the bottom post. Connor gets the ball. It gets tipped away. They're going to call it. They're calling them possession of King Cove. All right. Possession for King Cove there. Dude's coming from the Alick side. That was a tough call. All right. Damon Newman under 90 to go here. 55-56 in favor of Alick. Here's TJ. Drives up. Off the post. Counts the basket. Yes! All right, take the lead now. 57 for King Cove. We'll go live. If you can't make this, 2 points. All right, TJ Hamilton with the ball. And I think that's a fifth for Burton Nijic, so he's sitting out for the last minute of the game. Burton was the X factor for Alick in the second half. No question of that.
Number 22.
All right, timeout being called. This is what it all comes down to. Both of these teams have fought all year to have one chance to come to state and play. And they are both down by one. Now, Alick is down by one with 1 minute and 13 seconds to go. Both these teams are going to go and play at Sullivan on Monday. But the Wolves get the chance to go. I don't know who's going to be, but man, TJ Hamilton's coming up to the line at the end of the timeout. He'll get a chance to make it 58-56. The main score for a lick in the second half is now on the bench. Burton Nyakic with a heck of a game. Well, five fouls, he's out of the equation, so we'll see how that benefits King Cove. All right. Man, pressure. You can just see these boys here on the stadium. Their hands are just shaking. They're itching, man. They want to win. TJ is at the line right now. I think he is literally shaking. All right. He puts up a shot. Good! 58 now for King Cove. 1 minute, 13 goes. Full court pressure now for King Cove. They're not going to make this easy for a lift. All right, here comes Brenton Nyakic. Back out to Christian Theron. Theron puts it up. Not good. Rebound by PJ. 1 minute to go now. So what a pass. Almost knocked away by number three, Clayton Panik. Stolen by a lift. Brenton Nyakic with the ball. He has a wide open Christian Theron. Puts it up. Oh, way up. Good. And he's going to get a long rebound. Man. All right. So, game is tied, 58-58, 49 seconds left to go here in the game. He's going towards the ball, pushing Karen out of the game. He puts it up, doesn't go in. The game's still tied. Jamin's new with the ball. 45 seconds to go. Over to Ian. And then take it to the top of the center. Looking for a play to get put out. All right, so they're back to the ball. Ian moves to the left-hand side. Take it to the right. Back to Ian. They burn down the clock. They get Hamilton with the ball. Oh, it gets tipped away by Nyakic. We're saying it stays with Pinko. They just went throw the ball in with 22 seconds to go. Forward side, 58-58. All right, Jamin with the ball. He gets it over now to number 20, Ian Mack. Ian looking for someone to get open. High defense being played by Alec. 11 seconds to go. How to make it happen. Ian puts it up. He gets fouled. With 8 seconds to go, he is going to the line for 2 chances. Oh, man, so Ethan has a chance. Take the lead right here with this shot. All right, you can get the ball. Good! And Cinco takes the lead. 59-58. 8 seconds to go. All right, Ethan with the ball now. He gets the second attempt. Puts it up. Good! 60-58. King Cove in the lead. Timeout being called by a lick with 8 seconds to go. What a game this has been. So with that, a full timeout.
As a reminder, the blue of the team, you never have a game in both.
All right, so full timeout with a minute to go. The tension is literally palpable. 60 for King Cove, 58 for a lick. And man, what clutch shot by Ethan Mack there to put King Cove in the lead. So the T-Jack fans going crazy. They're looking for the win. A lick. Oh man, just the excitement of these guys. I'm right here next to the lick bench, and you can just see on their face they want the win just as bad as King Cove does. They will have possession now as we go into this. On the baseline, they will throw it in. All right. Oh, man-to-man full court press being played by King Cove. Timeout being called by King Cove now. It's a quick 30 seconds. He's going to give the boys on the floor one last piece of advice on how they can stop the offense. They're playing full court, man-to-man. That will make it as hard as humanly possible for Alec to do it. But if they can find a breakaway, if they can break past one of their men, they have a wide-open opportunity to go to the basket. So King Cove is going to have to play tight, tight defense, stay with every single man. 8 seconds to go in the game. King Cove with 60, Alec with 58. They have been shooting 3-point shots all game. just making it happen from the perimeter so they could win this game with one shot. All right. Here's the ball. They're calling for a long pass. It's in the hands of Nyfik, the person you wanted. Oh, with 5 seconds left to go, they're saying he gets fouled if he went up there for a layup. He is going to go to a line now for two. This is Brenton Nyfik, the man who really led the first half in scoring. And he's going to the line for the first one. Good. 60 now to 59. We'll see if Brenton can tie this game up here with one shot. 5 seconds to go in the game. What's up? It's good, tie game. Timeout.
A loss
is calling a 30-second timeout. King Cove will have a quick chance here to see if they will win this game.
Ladies and gentlemen, no artificial noise makers, please. Thank you. No artificial noise makers.
All right. But here comes what is all down to the line for. 5 seconds to go. 60-60. And here comes the Huskies breaking from their huddle. King Cove's calling their own timeout now. We'll see what Coach Newman has up his sleeve. He's got one chance here. You can see the Huskies coming out. 3-2. Full court press zone. All right. So a little bit of confusion. All right. So a little bit of discussion with the referees. They decide if this was okay for King Cove to call a timeout. All right. There it is. There's the buzzer. Okay.
You have another timeout.
Okay, so there's the timeout. Okay, so now we're going to call full timeout being called now. There's a bit of confusion there with the referees trying to understand, I think, what Coach Newman was trying to do. So here we go now. 5 seconds to go. 60-60. We'll see who walks away with this one. We may just be going into overtime. All right. Here's King Cove. They've got one play, one chance here. They've got to make sure they keep possession. And if they can, win this game. All right, the Huskies break away. They're going to be playing the full court press. Looks like they're going to be pulling a 3-2 zone. DJ Hamilton, he's going to be throwing his hand. Clenching his jaw in excitement, shaking his hand with the pressure. These guys dream about this stuff all day long. What it would feel like. This zone. Okay, play it in. Ethan, it's open. Oh, but a steal. No! And a foul. DJ Hamilton fouls him with 0.4 seconds to go. And that is Brenton Nyfik going to the line. The chance to put this one away. All right. Brenton Nyfik. They'll be doing it 1-1. You're saying three? Three shots. You're saying he's trying to take a shot. Nyfik takes the lead. Looks like that. He gets one more chance, or two more chances. One more opportunity here. King Cove will have a chance to maybe get one shot off. He misses it. He just puts it up. Wins this game. Man, what a game. Both these teams are playing their heart out. And the Lickers go on to play at the Sullivan Arena. King Cove will play again this Monday. I believe at 1:15 or 1:30 they will play back here at West for a chance to go for fourth place. All right, so that wraps it up with this game. We'll have more games coming your way Monday. Stay tuned for the time.